Defense Department, Biden brought unvetted Afghans to U.S. Many flagged with security concerns cannot be located. By John Binder on February 20, 2022. An explosive report conducted by the Department of Defense's DOD Inspector General reveals that President Joe Biden's administration brought dozens of Afghans to the United States without properly vetting them, and many of whom deemed significant security concerns have since gone missing. The report, released late last week, exposes massive holes in Biden's unlimited resettlement of Afghans to American communities, the largest in U.S. history, such as a lack of vetting through the National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, database. Specifically, the report details how Biden's agencies did not use all available data when vetting Afghan evacuees, and therefore, the National Ground Intelligence Center, NGIC, discovered Afghans with derogatory information, who were believed to be in the U.S. Now, those unvetted Afghans with possible terrorism ties have gone missing inside the nation's interior, the DOD report states. As of November 2, 2021, NGIC personnel had identified 50 Afghan personnel in the United States with information in DOD records that would indicate potentially significant security concerns. Emphasis added. DOD personnel could not locate some Afghan evacuees whom NGIC personnel identified as having derogatory information that would make them ineligible for the parolee program conducted at U.S. safe havens. Specifically, NGIC personnel stated that they could not locate some Afghan evacuees when attempting to report derogatory information to the DOD and U.S. government agencies supporting U.S. safe havens. Emphasis added. For example, as of September 17, 2021, the NGIC had identified 31 Afghans in the U.S. who had derogatory information. Of those 31, only 3 could be located. Emphasis added. The report indicates that the unvetted Afghans flagged for security concerns who have gone missing inside the U.S. interior could pose a security risk to the United States. Biden's State Department and the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, also run the risk of providing those Afghans with visas, green cards, and naturalized American citizenship. The U.S. government could mistakenly grant ineligible Afghan evacuees with derogatory information from the DOD obese database CIV or parolee status, the report states. To date, Biden has resettled more than 74,400 Afghans in American communities across 46 states since mid-August 2021. The resettlement has continued despite Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's admission that not all Afghans were interviewed in person before getting sent off to American towns and cities. The resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.